is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Independence Day celebrations are happening all over the country today.
I'm Bruce Marcus in Three Lakes, Wisconsin, a small community that draws thousands for its July 4th. The weather is ideal and patriotism is on full display. American flags are everywhere.
Maine's holding lobster boat races today. The descendants of the Declaration of Independence ringing the Liberty Bell in Philly and in New York.
Patrick Bernaletti, 58, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs and Buns.
ESPN airing the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. This year's winner, Patrick Bernaletti of Chicago. Mickey Sudo won her 10th mustard belt on the women's side. Meantime, a more somber celebration Park, Illinois, which held its first parade in 2 years following a mass shooting there. Nancy Rotterang.
In the aftermath of July 4th, 2022, one of the first came through City Hall, asked me, do we ever celebrate the 4th of July again? And I said, absolutely. So today is that first step.
Seven people were killed during celebrations in 2022. The shooter set to go on trial next year. Beryl has weakened to a Category 3 storm now, but still a major hurricane as it continues slamming parts of the Caribbean to hit the Yucatan Peninsula later tonight. And it's impacting waters in the Atlantic, making for dangerous beach conditions stateside. Peter David Patrol in Galveston, Texas.
In addition to the important tips of swimming near a lifeguard and staying away from anywhere there's rip currents like piers or jetties and avoiding the ends of the islands, you also want to take precautions for the heat and sun. You want to designate a water watcher for your group.
People had to be rescued from rough surf just yesterday in New Jersey. We are hearing more of President Biden's radio interview with Civic Media in Wisconsin, where he attacked former President Trump.
We cannot let this guy win. It'd just be a disaster for America.
He also conceded he had a bad debate night as calls grow for Biden to drop out of the race. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Netflix under Reed Hastings has become Democratic donors to say President Biden should step aside from the race in order to beat Donald Trump.
This as British voters pick a new government today in a parliamentary election that's widely expected to bring the opposition Labour Party to power. The Conservative Party has been in power since 2010. Polls there close around 5 p.m. Eastern, so just in about 3 hours. And those results will start rolling in shortly after that. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the 4th of July update. The parade has come and gone. Now it's time to prepare for fireworks. Both the cities of Racine and Kenosha are blowing them off tonight. We'll get a look at that forecast coming up. In Racine, people are starting to flock to the North Beach area, where bombs start bursting in air at around dusk. In Kenosha, their downtown loop is closed off for the Celebrate America event, which has the fireworks, live music, a carnival, and more. That carnival sticks around tomorrow. West of the Eye, Raymond has fireworks going off near their school grounds, with Burlington blasting them off over Echo Lake. If you're looking to extend your love of liberty, there are fireworks going off Saturday in Tishigan in Racine County and in Twin Lakes in Kenosha County. People lighting fireworks from their own personal supply are being told to be careful. While some ground-based fireworks like sprinklers and smoke bombs are permitted, area fire departments say aerial devices with anything shooting into the air are not allowed within city limits. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com. Happy 4th.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. From all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Bucks add a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks signed 30-year-old forward Taurean Prince. Last year with the Lakers, the 6'5" Prince averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances. He played Minnesota before that. Baseball, Brewers making a trade. They sent a prospect infielder, Gregory Barrios, to the Rays for a starting right-handed pitcher, 29-year-old Aaron Civale. Last night, the Crew with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. The first shutout for Milwaukee at Coors Field. 2005, Christian Yelich, with a home run, named as a starter in the upcoming All-Star game, along with catcher Contreras. Colin Ray pitching 7 innings in the shutout.
Code Red. He was sensational and really efficient. I think he went more down and away fastball than he normally does, and you'd have to ask him, but I don't think he threw as many cutters.
Yeah, it was a late night. That's manager Pat Murphy. They wrap up the four-game series tonight with sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com. WRJN.
Partly cloudy today, a little muggy. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon with a wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially after midnight. Low down to 66 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms at a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Cable, 78.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. By the way, it was on this date in 1966, the Beatles played two shows at a football stadium in Manila, Philippines to over 80,000 fans. They later failed to appear at a palace reception hosted by President Marcos's family, which didn't go over very well. So the next day, as the Beatles made their way to the airport, they were greeted by angry mobs, and the Philippine government had retaliated by refusing police protection for the Beatles. Can you imagine the Beatles being run out of town?
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them just can't.
Memorial Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh!
local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers on WRJN. Another great win for the Brewers last night, a shutout in Colorado, which is not easy to do. Colin Ray, the starting pitcher, talked about the keys.
I think just, you know, staying down in the zone was key tonight. Just sticking with our game plan. You know, they did hit some balls hard, but positioning-wise, we were right there and made some good plays. And, you know, I think it's just execution.
Brewers tonight, 7:10 first pitch, pregame at 6:35 here on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting savor the delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole, brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conference. Starts at just $19.95 per month, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business calm at ooma.com/radio.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
Just a little bit.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Can you imagine on this date in 1969 being at a music festival in Atlanta? And here's the lineup: Janis Joplin, Led Zeppelin, Johnny Winter, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Joe Cocker, Chuck Berry, Spirit, Chicago, and these guys, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Hits WRJN. Good afternoon. Happy Independence. Hope you're having a safe one today. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Madison is striking parts of Act 10, the state law that took away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. Jacob Frost says parts of the law violate the constitutional right to equal protection because law enforcement was exempted. It's not clear exactly how yesterday's ruling will be applied. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he's fostered black representation at the highest levels of government.
A black woman to be my vice president. I've appointed the first black woman to be a Supreme Court justice. I've appointed more black judges, more black women judges than every other president to combine.
President Biden campaigns in Madison tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the 4th of July update. The 4th of July festivities continue into the evening as Racine and Kenosha prepare for their main events. North Beach and Racine and downtown Kenosha are both hosting fireworks displays. The event in Kenosha has additional entertainment like a carnival and live music. Raymond and Burlington also have fireworks going off tonight. Area fire departments are urging caution for those using fireworks, reminding people that only certain ground-based varieties are permitted within the city limits. There are more fireworks beyond tonight. Tishigan and Twin Lakes will host their fireworks displays on Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com. Happy 4th.
WRJN weather.
Partly cloudy today, a little muggy. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon with a wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially after midnight. Our low down to 66 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now.
As I was walking down the
street one day. A man came up to me and asked me what the time was. That was on my watch. Yeah, I said, does anybody really know what time it is?
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN says here that we now have definitive proof that there were once lakes on Mars. How do we know that? Do they have evidence of old tire swings?
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me,
we'll be right back. even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the that's a charm. Read how times are, how inside only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. And tell that same friend about the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. Just go there and save 30% or more on local food, merchandise, and services.
Thank you. everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow. Thank you, babe. Thank you, baby.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for spending some of your holiday with me, Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is vending machines are more deadly than sharks. Yeah, it says here between 2010 2015, there were an average of 4 deaths per year in the U.S. due to vending machines, mostly people were tipping the machine themselves.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 50 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest! 600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July, and once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th annual parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and runs over 2.5 miles through downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRN.
Cold rising sun, and it's
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We've got CBS News coming up at 3, and then an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Down.
Let me down.
I'm